A state politician's involvement in the Berkshire District Attorney race is making waves in the already contentious campaign. Meetings between Democratic State Representative Tricia Farley Bouvier and two DA primary candidates have prompted front page headlines locally and statewide commentary online.
My goal is to have a progressive district attorney in Berkshire County. It's really the goal. It's very, very simple. And however we get to the point that we have a progressive district attorney in Berkshire County, I will be pleased with.
That's Farley Bouvier.
The District Attorneys Association across the Commonwealth has enormous influence on the bills that that turn into laws, you know, become laws in the Commonwealth. And I would like the district attorney from Berkshire County to be a leader in that rather than what I have experienced in the past. And that as someone who has truly resisted and impeded progress on a progressive agenda when it comes to criminal justice reform.
She cited racial justice and the court's role in handling the opioid epidemic as areas where the Berkshire DA could be a progressive leader.
We have an opportunity here with three very exceptional professionals to make a choice about how we want to accomplish that.
Farley Bouvier told WAMC that she made overtures to all three candidates to talk Berkshire County politics, how to run a campaign, legislative issues, and more. Two of them took her up on the offer.
I met with Tricia because I was meeting with all the political people in Pittsfield and North Adams, just setting up meetings to talk about my campaign.
Judith Knight is one of the two self-described progressives running for DA.
In that meeting, Tricia brought up the issue of the two progressives running and should there be a meeting, that kind of thing.
You know, it sounds like two of these candidates are very similar. Would you like, seems like it'd be a good idea for you two to get together. Could I be helpful in putting something like that?
Again, Farley Bouvier.
The offer was soundly declined. I made the offer to the other candidate. The offer was remarkably similarly declined, and the issue has been over since then.
Representative Farley Bouvier and a number of other people have suggested that maybe it would be preferable if there were, you know, one sort of quote-unquote progressive candidate.
That's attorney Andrea Harrington, the other candidate who met with Farley Bouvier. She said it happened in June.
None of those overtures have really ever gone anywhere.
Neither she nor Knight, who have battled over the claim that they are the most progressive candidate, say they were asked to drop out by Farley Bouvier. Knight says that her talk with the representative wasn't solely about consolidating the progressive vote.
I mean, I think her intentions were, I think they were good. It wasn't the purpose of the meeting. Much of it was about my platform and what I wanted to do.
I think the notion that a state elected official would seek to affect the outcome in the election, I think it's highly inappropriate.
That's the third candidate, sitting DA Paul Coccaviello, who was appointed to the seat by Governor Charlie Baker in March following months of behind-the-scenes planning between the State House and then-DA David Capeless. He didn't meet with Farley Bouvier.
This is a decision that the voters should make, and any effort to sort of limit their options, I think that's not something that we should be encouraging.
This was an offer to get two people together, and if I could facilitate that meeting by inviting them, you know, each of them together for them to work it out, I don't see it as an overstep.
Again, Farley Bouvier.
It was me trying to be of service.
The pivotal primary is September 4th. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.